This week's focus is on being grounded. Maybe you can call it the Zen of being grounded. The Bodhisattva that represents groundedness has a name, and that name is in Japanese, Jizo. Jizo means earth store. So it's appropriate to invoke this particular Bodhisattva this week. Jizo's mission, his purpose, is to, and he made a vow eons ago, to dwell in hell, to be with those who are suffering. His job is to witness their suffering and to be there for him, and to remain in hell until all beings in hell are liberated. In order for any of us to be with those who are suffering, to really be of service, we need to take on the qualities of the name of Jizo. And that means to be grounded, to be in the earth. If we are too high above the earth, we'll topple. And so to ground ourselves means to connect with the earth in a very literal way, to see the earth, to touch the earth, and to feel our connection with it. For me, grounding also has to do with remembering my faults, remembering my shortcomings, especially when I'm feeling really high. This afternoon, I, for example, just finished teaching a world religions class, and I often feel on a bit of a high after doing so. And I come home right now, I've just been sitting for about 15 minutes, and I found it helpful in coming off of this high to remind myself of my shortcomings, of my limitations. Lately, I've been studying about being white, about racism, and the system of racism that's in our country. And as I study this topic, it's really, really challenging because I realize how much I've benefited from a system of racism. That even though I may work hard, still there are others that work just as hard and don't get nearly as far economically as I have, as my family has. My family has benefited from the system of racism that is in place in our country. As I sit here in Zazen, reminding myself of, yeah, I work hard, but I'm also a product of white privilege. That helps me to remember that I'm not all that. And it takes me down a few notches. And I find that actually quite liberating, quite helpful, quite refreshing. So the point is here that we need to find things at times, especially if we're not grounded, if we're high. And I don't mean to place ourselves in a state of shame, but to find things that help us to remind ourselves of our shortcomings and where we need to grow, either individually or as a culture. So you may want to, as you sit, consider those things about yourself, maybe about your family or about your society at large that need work, that need improvement. And not to bash yourself in or to self-flagellate, but to help you to remain grounded in your own mission. What's your mission? What's your purpose? How can you really be there for those who are suffering? How can you get grounded? That's the focus. That's our focus for this week's meditation, the Zen of being grounded.